This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. I don't know about you, but U2's Bono has been a major cultural irritation to me for many, many years. And now I've got lots of folks on my bandwagon, so I can get this off my chest. All right, this is the op-ed editorial portion of our Takeaway broadcast. You don't have to agree with me, but you probably know this. iPhone users were treated by a free YouTube album in their iTunes Music. Thanks, Bono. Why don't you just dump some pictures of your sunglasses collection on my flash drive, too? There was rage everywhere. Enough global rage in the Digiverse that Apple had to create a site detailing how people could remove the album from their iPhone. Thank you, Apple. Why did you two do it? Bono claims if he hadn't, no one would have heard their new album. Right, and your point is? Less U2 is more, from my perspective. Facebook did a video Q&A, and random user Harriet Madeline Jobson asked Bono, can you please never release an album on iTunes that automatically downloads to people's playlists ever again? It's really rude. Here's Bono's response.
Oops. I'm sorry about that. I had this beautiful idea. Might have got carried away with ourselves. Artists are prone to that kind of thing. Drop of megalomania.
Oh, please, someone put a laugh track behind that. Can we talk about other annoying pop music impulses, though, in the few minutes we have here?
Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Take me on.
Pat Boone's 1997 metal album, In a Metal Mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy. He covers Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. Pat, if you want to do bad covers, you really need to listen to William Shatner albums. He is the master. Again, the dangers of free speech in a digital recorder. Like artists who think it would be a great idea to work together. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. Remember The Girl Is Mine? I don't think so. Let's not hear that. But what about Puff Daddy and Jimmy Page? The song Come With Me, a recreation of Led Zeppelin's Cashmere, I hated it. But America hated my hating of it. The song hit number 4 on the pop charts.
I am a chorus of the voices.
I suppose it could have been epic. 2 years before his death, an ailing sounding Lou Reed, and Metallica recorded the album Lulu. The lyrics on this album were based on the German plays about a prostitute by Frank Wedekind. Oh, Lou Reed, obscurity is thy name. But fans of Lou Reed and Metallica agreed it's possibly the worst thing ever recorded. But is there anyone more annoying than Garth, Give Me Another Milkshake, Brooks?
My angel from above, heaven.
Why, sure, it's Garth as Chris Gaines, really edgy with all that eyeliner. Please. Garth, go away. And then there's Prince. Genius, yes, but the world's most annoying genius. In 1993, he decided the only way to reclaim his creativity was to change his name to a symbol, love symbol number 2. He insisted that he be referred to as the artist formerly known as Prince, until we all cried, Uncle!
I will now go back to using my name instead of the symbol I adopted as a means to free myself from all undesirable relationships.
Thank you, Prince. One more collaboration. This sounds annoying. David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Bowie and Bing. Bing and Bowie. Arg, but...
Come, they told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
David Bowie initially refused to sing the little drummer boy with Bing Crosby on his Christmas TV special until Crosby's team of composers rewrote it and lost a lot of the rumpa-pum-pums. Oh, he's a genius. That we know. I'm feeling better. How about you?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.